Idiyas, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We have over here a fundamental machlokes tanoim that's negeret in Yoni Kalim and in Yoni Oilas, primarily in Maseches Oilas. And this, from the Idiyas perspective, which means from the historical Meseris Hateridika perspective, is a very interesting perek because it had in it a bunch of nidoinim that are machloikis in between Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis and between Chaveruv. Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis is the name that we've heard of. What's interesting, again, from a historical perspective, is exactly which door Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis is shaykh to. The Gemara has in the end of the first peg in Vomis, I think Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara is Matmir Reb Kiva, who was up and coming, like we said, from the Gedoli Hador at the end of Tkufas Bayesheni. He was the acknowledged Godel Hador some years after Churban Bayesheni, but already Bimei HaBayis, he was already from the Gedoli Hador. And we have over there a Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis as a Zokin Muflig being Nispol from Reb Kiva's Chochman. Says over there that he asked Mayuda Akiva Ben Yosef Sheshmoy Hoylech Lefonim Yisayf Alam HaTzayfah, which means that he was already a Zokin Muflig at the end of the second Bayis. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos says that he was much older, hundreds of years older. He was from the door of Shimon HaTzadik, which Shimon HaTzadik became the Kohen Gadol 40 years after Churban HaBayis. You're talking about literally 350 years. That's ready to be nispol from. Other Mefarshim are attacking nispol from that. The Seder Yuchsin, the Seder Dor is the history Svarim that a Miyachis Tanaim. So you don't have to say he was that old, but he was definitely Doiros before, but he has a back and forth in the first Tkufa of Bayis, of after Bayis Sheni, Tkufa of Yavne, and here there were several machleksin that are recorded where Hagam that they were machshav dvarav ke'echa migdele ador, but in certain cases they were matmi al dvarav. So now let's start the Mishnayis itself. Kol ha-metamin bo'oil shenechleku v'chnisan l'toich ha-bayis. We already had earlier that the same way a dead body, a mace, is metamin bo'oil, parts of a dead body that are considered a mace are also metame. What does it have to be? How big is the shear? How much of the dead body does it have to be? We had a kezayis mena mace. There's a shear of rekev mibsori, which means the decay, which is not flesh anymore. Or let's say a certain amount of the bones of the skeleton of a dead person. All these things are metame boil. Here, frektzach nochashayla, hametame boil any of the things that are in the Mishnayos in Oilas and Perek Beis, that are metame boil, if they'd be together as one, shenechleku, they were divided, the bones were scattered, or the decayed boss of the rekev himself was scattered, and v'hichnison l'toich habayis, they were separated, and now both chalokim, whatever was separated, was brought together under one oil. But they're not together, they're just mitzuruf al yidei the oil. Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis Mitaher, he holds that each chelik of the rekev atzomo is the rekev bosa, etc., is considered a double of fnei. Neither one is the shear that's mitame boiled, both of them are tor. V'achachom mitame, he holds that the bias that's ma'ala shnei chalokim is mitzar of them, and we see it all as one shear of a dover ha-mitame. So now the Mishnah is going to be mefarat. This is a concept which l'chayra fundamental. Two things, neither of which has a shame of a dover ha-mitame, the mitzuruf al-yidei, one maisa or one chibur, and we're going to see the ifanim. Ketzah. There are two little pieces of a nevela from a dead animal. If there would be a zayis of a kezayis from a nevela, then he would be tummy. Here you have two pieces that are not together as one. One person is touching both. With his right hand, he's touching one piece. His left hand is touching another piece. Each piece is less than a kezayis. Neither piece would be metame, but he's touching a kezayis min a nevela. Oi, a similar idea, noison. Not that he touched, but he's being noise, which is metame itself. Nevela is metame b'maga, touching or b'masa, with carrying. So he's carrying it. Ayide, it's in a plastic bag, let's say. He's carrying the two chalokim. They're not touching each other, but he's carrying both. Ubimeis, similar shadow would be by a mace, that a kezayis from a bosa of a mace is metame not only b'maga or masa, like by nevela, but it's metame b'oil. Let's add it with another knetch. He's not even coming into contact with the same oifin of coming into contact with the two chatzoy zaysim. One of them he's touching, one of them he's not touching, he's being mal. So he's coming into contact with both, but two different oifanim of contact, both of which mamatame, if there would be one piece, maybe that's not mitzvah. So you can hear where that's another knetch vaita. Oi, another case, negeh b'chatzi zayis, b'kachatzi zayis ma'alolov. Similar idea, where he's touching half, the half of the kazayis is ma'alolov. Not that he's ma'al on it, it's ma'al on him. Same idea. Umahil al kishnei chatzoi zaysim. He himself is being ma'al, which is l'chadak doma to the Mishnah was this case, except that over there was they're both under the same roof. And over here, he himself is ma'al on two chatzoy zayisim. Another case, ma'al al kachatzi zayis, v'kachatzi zayis ma'al olov. So each one's with a slightly different variation, but the idea is the same. Are we mitzarif because different eifanim are coming into contact with, are mitzarif them for a shir or not? Reb Doisa ben Hirkin is mitayr, v'chachomim mitamim. Now, we'll go a little bit minamuchat, l'minamugdim, because we have to learn pshat. At the end of the Mishnah will be Mavur, not like the Pashas in the Mishnah. The one we just read, it sounds like the Chacham hold that any two oifanim of coming into contact with a mace or with an Avela will be considered a Tziruf of the two Chatzoy Zeisim to be considered a Shir HaMetame. That being said, the Mishnah seems to include also a case where one oifin of Negiyah was literally Negiyah, Mago Masa, let's say we'll call Masa another form of physical contact, as well as oil. Sounds like it's all the same. It's all Mitzarev. Chatzi oil, chatzi Mago. However, the Mishnah is Mavur that the Chachomim only hold that Mael Mahil on Mitzurev because it's one din. Shnei Oiholim on Mitzurev to be called 1 mile al chatzi on a Zayas of a maze. Mago Masa and oil are not mitzurf. The Mishnah says not that way. The knetch over here, that's mavur, the place where this is mavur is in the sugi and chulun daf kuf chav dalit, is that the chachomim that hold over here that oil and mago maso metame, chatzi zayis from this, chatzi zayis from that, is a very specific case. The normal case of oil means that under a roof of a house, he's in the left, the west wing, and he's on the first floor in the east wing. But since they're all under one roof, it's metame boil. Dead body under the roof of the house, everything in the house becomes tummy. Yeah. There's another oifin of tumas oil, which is much more intense. And that is what's called tuma ritzutza. Again, this is really tiferein in oilis, but bekitz and imritz, that if not the two things are in a big open space that are covered by a roof, that's considered that they're both in the same space and there is a contact derech oil, which is a contact hamachudeshes. Tumah ritzutza means that two things are in a boxed-in place, let's say in a chimney, let's say. There's tumah in a chimney, and the chimney is a very small space where it doesn't even have more than a tefach. We look at the tumah on the bottom, al yidei the being boxed in that box or closet or chimney, as going straight up and actually touching the person on top, in this case, actually touching the other chatzi zayis that's stuck in the same narrow constricted area. But even we're in lomdus, we see these two pieces as touching each other. That's shnei chatzoi zaysim that are together b'mago. We don't look at that as maga and oil. And that only is the case with the chachomim of a case of mago masa with oil that are mitzur. But otherwise not. So that's something important to point out. Mishnah continues, Avol anegeh b'chatzi zayis, v'dover achem ma'al olov al k'chatzi zayis. What happens if he's coming into contact with the chatzi zayis derech negil? And something else is ma'al olov al k'chatzi zayis. Not that he's ma'al on the chatzi zayis, but they're under the same roof. We kept on saying that tumas oil is when two things are under the same roof, but the cases that we had before of tumas oil are where he's mile or love, or the tumah is mile on him. Those eifanim is considered a much closer contact, which is consistent with what we just said, that the only eifin with the chachamim and Reb Doisa are arguing is not by a tumas oil, which means two things on other sides of the building, but they're under the same roof. The one is mal on the other literally. Taka is traveling derech oil, but that's considered a lesser form of maga. But over here, we literally, you have two things under the same roof. A chatzi zayis over here. And then you have, he's negeb a chatzi zayis. And then you have where there's an umbrella or something else which is being mal olov and on another chatzi zayis min ames. Oi. Tor, why? That's not mitzuruf. And this is what we just said. That there's two different ifanim of oil. There's oil which is a general tumah because they're under the same roof, and then there's oil which is mamish like a tumah ritzutza, which is mamish like a maga. So over here, one thing is there's a roof on top of him and the chatzi zayis. That's oil, stam oil. The other one is Tumur Ritzutza, and therefore the form of contact is different. They're not Mitzuruf, Loit Rav Daisa, and according to Chacham, yeah. So on that also is Machlokes. Amar Rav Meir, Af Bazer Rav Daisa Mitav Acham Mitam. Where the Rav, coming from the Rishonim, told the Rishonim over the Ravid, Taisa Shans, Taisa Yom Tiv Noelis, the way their Mazber is, that Rav Meir is learning up in the Chachamim, that the Chacham Shita is that Tumas oil is also like a form of maga. Tumas oil means that the whole oil is full of the tumah. It doesn't have to be dafka tumah ritzutza to be considered that the two chatzoy zeisim are touching each other, to be mitzuruf. Any two things lying on any two sides of the oil are also considered touching each other. It's like tumas maga. There is a machlok samaisu of daisa and the chachom. Hakol tomei, chutz min ha-maga ma-masa. Before we said maga masa as if it's one thing, because we're only coming lafuke oil, but maga masa really is two different things. Maga is touching, masa is transporting something, so it's not the same oifin. Maga im masa won't be mitzuruf, va masa im oil, masa with oil, again, oil is like negir, like we just said, according to Remeir b'shitz chachamim, it fills up the whole oil, it's considered touching, but masa is transportation, it's not touching. So maga and masa is two different things, and masa im oil is also the same thing. But oil with maga, that would be mitzuruf. That's the chiddush of Reb Meir, where he limits the scope of the machlokes between Reb Doisa and the Chacham. Zaklal the Mishnah Fezois. This is according to the Chacham. Kol shehu mishem echod. Any two things, two oifanim of chibur to tumah, which are metame, but we look at them as the same thing. Which means maga, maga, masa, masa, oil and oil, or oil and maga, according to Reb Meir, which oil and maga are considered also two ifanim of maga. Tomei, mishnei shemois, if it's just two ifanim of coming into contact, but they're two different things, like we just said, tor, that's not mitzuruf. So in summary, according to Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus, two chatzoy shir on not mitztarif, they have to be together. If it's tumur ritzutza, that's mamish maga together, so then it's yemetame. According to the chachomim, it's totally in shem echod and shtei shemois. Maga, masa, masa, and oil are about the shnei shemois. Oil and maga, according to Reb Meir, is considered one shem, because oil is also a form of maga. According to the Tanakama, tumur ritzutza is considered kemaga and then it's mitzuruf, like we just said. But tumas oil, that's not in a limited place, not in a mokum where it's tumur ritzutza, tumas oil and maga are not mitzuruf, that's considered two different shemois, and that's not mitzuruf.